First on Radio 4, we turn to an area of medicine which has led to great controversy. Every year, doctors find that thousands of babies have broken bones. Most of the time, that's because they've been abused. But in some cases, it's because the child has a rare medical condition. And that can mean false accusations against parents. Hugh Levinson investigates this disturbing possibility in Fractured.
I've had multiple fractures in my spine, in various different places, multiple fractures in my arms, my legs, fractured my skull once, I've fractured my neck a couple of times, but I mean altogether I've had over 580 breaks so far.
Joanne Eaton suffers from osteogenesis imperfecta, OI, also known as brittle bone disease.
I break my bones very, very easily, sometimes spontaneously.
What do you mean by breaking your bones easily? What does that mean?
I could turn over in my sleep and break my neck, or pull my bed covers over myself and break my wrists.
Literally?
Yeah, literally. I have had spontaneous breaks where I've just been sat there and I felt pressure in the bone and then it's just broken. And I wasn't actually doing anything at all. My ribs go the most frequently. When I get colds, my ribs, I always do at least one or two ribs with coughing.
And which of your bones have you broken? Could you give me a list?
A list. I have broken every bone other than one bone in my right ear and two bones in my left ear. And apart from them, I've broken everything else.
Joanne's illness is often confused with osteoporosis, which is an entirely separate condition. Brittle bone disease is both rare and incurable. It's usually caused by a mutation in collagen. It ranges from severe, which can be fatal, to mild, which is very hard to detect. Joanne has the moderate to severe form. It's a genetic disease, which is usually, but not always, inherited. So although her mother doesn't have brittle bones, Joanne's daughter does.
She's had a lot more fractures at an earlier age than I did. I mean, I didn't have my 100th break till I was about 14, and she had her 100th break just before her 9th birthday.
When doctors first discovered Joanne's fractures as a baby, they accused her mother of abusing her. Her mother retained custody but endured a series of child protection case conferences. It wasn't until Joanne was 3 and a half that she was formally diagnosed with brittle bone disease, and her mother got an apology.
Segment 1.
First on Radio 4, we turn to an area of medicine which has led to great controversy. Every year, doctors find that thousands of babies have broken bones. Most of the time, that's because they've been abused. But in some cases, it's because the child has a rare medical condition. And that can mean false accusations against parents. Hugh Levinson investigates this disturbing possibility in Fractured.
I've had multiple fractures in my spine, in various different places, multiple fractures in my arms, my legs, fractured my skull once, I've fractured my neck a couple of times, but I mean altogether I've had over 580 breaks so far.
Segment 2.
Joanne Eaton suffers from osteogenesis imperfecta, OI, also known as brittle bone disease.
I break my bones very, very easily, sometimes spontaneously.
What do you mean by breaking your bones easily? What does that mean?
I could turn over in my sleep and break my neck, or pull my bed covers over myself and break my wrists.
Literally?
Yeah, literally. I have had spontaneous breaks where I've just been sat there and I felt pressure in the bone and then it's just broken. And I wasn't actually doing anything at all. My ribs go the most frequently. When I get colds, my ribs, I always do at least one or two ribs with coughing.
Segment 3.
And which of your bones have you broken? Could you give me a list?
A list. I have broken every bone other than one bone in my right ear and two bones in my left ear. And apart from them, I've broken everything else.
Joanne's illness is often confused with osteoporosis, which is an entirely separate condition. Brittle bone disease is both rare and incurable. It's usually caused by a mutation in collagen. It ranges from severe, which can be fatal, to mild, which is very hard to detect. Joanne has the moderate to severe form.
Segment 4.
It's a genetic disease, which is usually, but not always, inherited. So although her mother doesn't have brittle bones, Joanne's daughter does.
She's had a lot more fractures at an earlier age than I did. I mean, I didn't have my 100th break till I was about 14, and she had her 100th break just before her 9th birthday.
When doctors first discovered Joanne's fractures as a baby, they accused her mother of abusing her. Her mother retained custody but endured a series of child protection case conferences. It wasn't until Joanne was 3 and a half that she was formally diagnosed with brittle bone disease, and her mother got an apology.